there may be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. An arrest has been made in connection with last week's jailbreak in New Orleans, as authorities allege there was help on the inside.
Cops have booked one New Orleans jail employee with helping 10 inmates escape.
There was a maintenance worker who got arrested.
Former Sheriff Marlon Gussman, who oversaw the construction of the current jail, is not surprised that the inmates allegedly had inside help.
I saw those cells being made.
He says industrial tools would have been needed to remove a toilet from a wall and cut through crisscrossing metal rebar bars in the wall where the inmates broke into a maintenance corridor.
Really mind-blowing.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Six of the 10 escapees are still at large. President Trump went to Capitol Hill this morning in a bid to convince reluctant Republicans to back his budget bill, and he denied he's told people close to him that he's losing patience with the holdouts.
I never used the term. I didn't say losing. I didn't even talk about it. In fact, it's the opposite. I think we're going to get it done. I'm not losing patience. We're ahead of schedule.
The CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
Publicly, the president doesn't want to acknowledge that there is a division within the party, at least within the House, on how to vote on this. But privately, we know that he is really urging these lawmakers to find a solution because, again, he wants this bill to pass.
Members of former President Biden's family are pushing back against claims in a new book that White House staffers worked to conceal Biden's apparent mental decline. Alex Thompson co-authored the book called Original Sin.
The Biden that we saw on the debate stage, he had other moments like that behind the scenes, and increasingly so. And they started structuring his schedule, his public schedule, to make sure that the public didn't see it.
New Jersey Democratic Congresswoman LaMonica McIver is facing federal charges after an incident earlier this month outside an immigration detention center.
At the end of the day, we just really look forward to the day in court.
And prosecutors allege McIver pushed and grabbed officers while attempting to block the arrest of Newark's mayor. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Agents were struck at some point by the forearms of Ms. McIver during that May 9th scuffle outside the detention center.
And charges against Newark's mayor were dropped. Federal health officials will no longer routinely approve annual COVID-19 shots for younger adults and children who are healthy. The FDA says today companies that want to market their vaccines to those people will need to conduct large new studies. And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 98 points. The S&P is down 17. NASDAQ is down 80. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine City Council will vote tonight on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of a $21,000 payout to a resident. That resident's car was crushed by a city-owned tree branch. Some council members say the mayor's veto on a simple settlement is unusual. Racine-based Modine Manufacturing is investing $38 million to expand its production of cooling systems for data centers. One of their facilities will be upgraded, creating over 450 new jobs. Gas prices in southeastern Wisconsin are hovering around that $3 mark. Waukesha is reporting the lowest prices in the region out of Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. Although prices have gone up slightly over the past week, they remain nearly 40 cents lower than last year at this time. Dirt gets turned tomorrow on a new 50,000-square-foot behavioral health building in Racine County. Construction will be at the former Branham Lumber site on Taylor. The facility will centralize mental health and substance use services and includes a new 15-bed residential treatment program. And Milwaukee Public Schools are again at risk of missing another state reporting deadline that could jeopardize millions more in funding. The delays are impacting Racine and Kenosha Unified School Districts, along with districts statewide. They can't finalize budgets until Milwaukee submits its reports. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It's the Brewers in Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers, John Tanjay, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanjay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Wet and windy today, with gusts out of the east around 30 to 40 miles per hour and showers and thunderstorms throughout today, continuing this evening and even rolling into tomorrow, too. Soaking rainfall amounts are possible. High temperatures stuck to the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Thank you, Brittany. And Paul Harvey's rest of the story, about 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com. Or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Golf Avenue, Racine.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
The rest of the story. When this century was still young, there was an automobile manufacturer in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Marmon Automotive Company. And one day, in 1910, Marmon executives learned of plans for a brand new auto race. A race 500 miles long, a super event to be held in Indianapolis on Memorial Day of the following year. Now, there's no way the Marmon Company nor any other car maker might have anticipated the full significance of this first-ever Indianapolis 500. Still, Marmon recognized the potential promotional advantage should one of their race cars win the race. So Marmon Automotives turned to their chief engineer, Ray Haroon, and they said, "Ray, you were a champion race car driver before you came to work for us." They said, "Ray, we really want one of our cars to win this new 500-mile race." They said, "Ray," they said, "we want you to design the fastest race car in the world, and we want you behind the wheel next Memorial Day." Ray said, "Okay." He said, "I have just the design in mind." He said, "All of the race cars these days are two-seaters, one seat for the driver, one seat for the riding mechanic riding backward." He said, "Those race drivers think they need a mechanic to ride with them during the race." Ray said, "I don't need a mechanic to ride with me." He said, "I'm going to eliminate that second seat. I'm going to get rid of the riding mechanic, and that race car minus that 180-pound mechanic is going to be easier on the tires. Going to be the fastest thing you ever saw."
Ray's employers gave him the go-ahead. Ray designed his super-fast, single-seater race car. The Marmon Company built it, and along came Memorial Day 1911, the first ever Indianapolis 500 Speedway race. But guess what happened? When the other race drivers saw that Ray had no mechanic riding with him, they objected. They said Ray has to have a riding mechanic, if only to warn him of cars approaching from behind. And these other drivers objected so strongly that it appeared as though Ray might be disqualified. According to all of the other drivers, Ray had to have a second man in the safety seat, as they called it, to warn him of cars approaching from the rear. Ray said, "I can hear the other cars coming." But his competitor said, "No, that's not good enough." Now the big race is just hours away. Necessity was the father of invention. Ray did the only thing that he could do. He invented something, and that something worked. And that Memorial Day, in the year 1911, Ray Haroon, with no mechanic, riding along. Ray, the only lone racer in that first ever Indy 500, traveling at an average speed of 74.4 miles an hour, won the race. Ray got the glory. His car company got the prestige. And because he, Ray, determined to race alone, had spontaneously devised something to keep him from being disqualified, you won in that race also. Because that's when the world of automotives received its first ever rear view mirror. And now you know the rest of the story.
Remarkable. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice daily on WRJN 725 during the Don Rosen Morning Show. And again at 1205 during the Dan Marcus Wax Museum, like you just heard here on WRJN.
Well, since you put me down, I bet I'll do it in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run, to help me get a ride on my heart. Help me run, help me run.
to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Right above you, I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
You'll meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together.
Doesn't seem to be anyone.
this hour, another chance for you to win another family four-pack of tickets to Harborfest happening next month, the 13th and 14th. You can win those tickets just with a simple phone call. It's on the way from WRJN.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
As you plan your Memorial Day gathering, be sure to pick up an O&H Danish Bakery Red, White, and Blue Kringle. It has a fabulous filling blend of York County cherries, smooth cream cheese, and Michigan blueberries. It's a crowd pleaser for sure. And while there, be sure to pick up several O&H Bavarian bee stings. These crisp elephant ears are bursting with smooth Bavarian cream and hand-dipped in rich chocolate. Have a great Memorial Day gathering with delicious treats from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Mental health is health care. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worrywart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says, many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Let's begin last year. Do you remember?
the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on. That's all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Summer in the city, it will happen, I promise. It'll last a week, but it'll happen. Coming up is Stuart J. Waddles with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom update.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police confirmed today the name of the boy shot and killed by a sibling last week. 11-year-old Jesus Valadares died after being accidentally shot by his 16-year-old brother Friday at a home on Prospect. The brother is now facing possible charges as the investigation continues. Tonight's Common Council meeting in Racine gets going at 6. On the agenda, discussion on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of a $21,000 payout to a resident. That resident's car was destroyed by a branch from a city-owned tree. Critics say the mayor's veto of the routine claim is unusual, as similar settlements have been approved in the past. The meeting is open to the public at City Hall and will be streamed live on the city's YouTube channel. Randy Bryce is making another bid for Congress. The candidate says in a statement that he can't sit by in the 1st District and watch as Republicans advance the Trump agenda. Bryce says his campaign will spotlight preserving safety net programs, opposing tariffs, and attempting to unite voters across party lines. In a campaign video released today, Bryce emphasizes his roots as a working man. Republican Brian Stile recently beat Democrat Peter Barca in a contest for that district. Data centers need to be cooled, and a Racine company is spending big money to make that happen. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Modine Manufacturing is investing $38 million to expand its production of chillers for data centers. It'll create 450 new jobs for the company. The expansion is said to support the growth of data centers like Microsoft is building in Mount Pleasant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
WRJN weather.
Wet and windy today with gusts out of the east around 30 to 40 miles per hour and showers and thunderstorms throughout today, continuing this evening and even rolling into tomorrow too. Soaking rainfall amounts are possible and high temperatures stuck to the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Stand by for Harborfest tickets coming your way shortly on WRJN.
I saw you sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care.
tried to say hello. She smiled up at me. And she took my hand. And we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. The sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
See the sun.
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
Sound of music. I'm Dan Marcus with a chance for you to win a family four-pack of tickets to attend a great event, Racine Harbor Fest, coming to the lakefront June 13th and 14th. Live music from Feels Like the First Time, a Foreigner tribute band, and Bella Kane. And to win these tickets, call right now, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. Caller number two picks up the four-pack of tickets. If you want some more information about Harborfest, there are links on our website or go to RacineHarborFest.com. Call now. Good luck from WRJN.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The weather's heating up, and so is the flavor at Ferraro's. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, comfort food at its finest. Ferraro's has a fiesta for your table with the taco pizza. It's a hearty refried bean base, seasoned ground beef, and a zesty three cheese blend, topped with fresh lettuce and tomato and drizzles of sour cream and mild taco sauce. It's a fresh, flavorful twist on a fan favorite. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning, life, and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. No application fee if you apply by May 30th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Hey, pule, pule. Watch it now, watch it. Bien, John, bien, John. Watch it now, he gets you. About a thing she saw.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs did Woolly Bully. That band was so big that they appeared on Sullivan. They really did. Yeah, well, so did this guy. Here is Marvin Gaye. What a sweet voice, huh? Here's Heard It Through the Grapevine, number one for over 2 months, WRJN.
And timeless hits. Hits. WRJN.
Town.
of 69 for Neil Diamond's Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show. CBS News next, WRJN.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, brother, love, save, brother, love's travel and salvation show. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow.
What it's there for.
Hallelujah.
And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand.
Hallelujah.
Reach it out to the man up there, cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.